But Mike Lavender just called me too, and he says, "Yeah, I got to run for you today, but I don't want you to go out. You can do it tomorrow. I got to go to Lapeer." Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling us to more support.
Yeah,
this is like,
yeah,
how may I help you
today? Nasty.
Oh, yes, I'm disputing this charge that's on my husband's account for $54.97. Apparently, they said it was some smartphone or something that he did way back in January, I think. They charged him $4.99 and then $11.94. And today, there's a charge of $5.99 plus $54.97. So I don't know what this is about. And he apparently claimed that he never did it. And so I'm just disputing this.
With who?
I'm sorry?
Who are you disputing it with?
With this company that's charging us, charging his phone or his account.
Oh, you mean like a fraud claim?
Yeah. Well, I need to dispute this amount that's being taken out of his account.
Okay.
Well, basically, I'm saying fraud. Because are you saying that he's saying he didn't do it?
Right. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, let me get it pulled up. What's his zip code?
48708.
All right, what's the first and last name?
Antonio Montoya.
Okay. All right, and then verify the address for security purposes.
517 South Van Buren, Bay City, Michigan.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out for a smartwatch originally for $11.94, and you're saying that your husband never signed up for this?
He never received anything like that.
And he never signed up for this?
He claims he never... Or he doesn't remember. He's suffering from short-term memory, dementia. So I am hopefully trying to rectify this thing.
All right, so
he never got a smartwatch. He never got a smartwatch. And I was telling the other lady that, he never got it.
And he never signed
it. I would have seen it. But I'm claiming he didn't. But I was telling the other lady that other people get our mail, like a similar number but a different street, and we've been experiencing that quite a bit. So I don't know if they got it and kept it or whatever, but we never received it. And now it's up to $54.97 that they are taking out of his account.
All right. Let me hold on. Let me see. Let me go back. So did you just speak with someone and you got transferred?
Yes, I got transferred over there. Uh-huh.
Give me one second.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Just 1 second.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Let me make sure that I get this. All right. So, are you saying you never received anything? But you said he has dementia.
No,
so, when you say he has dementia, so that means maybe he could have signed up and don't remember. Or, I mean, so.
But I've never seen it. We never received it. That's what I'm saying. We never received anything like that. I'm not disputing that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying. Do you think maybe he did sign up for it, or maybe y'all just didn't receive it, or are you just saying you don't think he ever signed up for it and you didn't receive it? Because you know we can go back and pull the accounts, and if we do, just say if we do file it as fraud and we give you the money back, and we do see that, you know, we can recharge. So that's why I'm asking before I file the fraud for you.
Okay. You go ahead and do that because.
Uh-huh.
He already disputed that $54 on his bank account.
Who did he dispute it with, his bank or credit card company?
With the bank.
Oh, okay. So this is what we'll do then. If he disputed it with his bank, I'll go. It's already been canceled as far as the account. So what I'll do is I'll get that he disputed it. Now I know you're saying that he may or may have not, but. If he does want to get a refund, what you'll have to do is call back in with his bank on the line. You'll have to say that you want to have that dispute dropped if you want us to refund, or either you can let them handle it. It's up to you. How you, since you're saying he has dementia, you have to handle that for him. The only way that we can refund it, you'll have to call them and say, hey, they said they're willing to refund it, but you have to have the dispute dropped. But they'll have to call in to verify that you're saying that you have agreed to drop it for him to be able to get it refunded from our company, because all your information is matching. Sometimes when that happens, I know you're saying y'all didn't receive it, but it is showing
right?
that, you know, we did ship it to you guys.
So ship it out.
And it could potentially, if you let them do it, they could end up charging it back to your account, even though I know you're saying that he didn't do it or you never received it.
We never received it. And then, so if we let you take care of it, is he getting everything back, like the $4.99, $11.94,
and $5.99. If you call them and said, hey, you know, they're willing to refund everything as long as you drop the dispute, then you know, he'll get all the charges refunded. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right, so I got everything notated here that you're going to call back. Now, this is what you can do. Either you can do a conference call, which means that you're on the line with them. That means that you're going to be on the line with us. You're going to say, like, hey, we're giving you permission to drop the dispute. Once your card says, like, MasterCard says, hey, okay, it's been dropped. Once they say that, then we'll go ahead and refund you know, all the charges that's on the account, or either you can, if you don't want to do the conference call, that means you'll call them and say, hey, you know, we're giving you permission to drop it, then they'll contact us. But if I was you, I would prefer to be on the line with them. Well, you know everything that's going on.
Right, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's the way I would prefer to do it.
Okay, all right, so I call, give me the exact number that you want me to call so that I can call directly to you. I mean, you know.
Let me see, so give me 1 second, let me find it for you. Do you have the number that you called? Because I'm not even seeing it on here. They don't even have it on here. Do you have the number that you called?
Yes.
It's going to be the same number. They just transferred you to my line. It's no different number. We just do transfers here because they don't even have it on here. So it's going to be the number that you dialed.
Okay, so it's... let me make sure. 844-399-1513.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because I had it. Oh, okay, I had another number over here. Yeah, but from this number, I got transferred to you, right?
Yes, I mean, it's to say, yeah, the number that you initially called, yeah, it's the same number. They just transferred you to my line, so it's still going to be the same number.
Okay, so it doesn't matter who I talk to, or do I ask to speak to you?
No, you don't have to. Yeah, whenever you call back in, I've got everything notated. So, yeah, you don't have to speak with me. Anyone can help you with it.
Okay, thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it, and I will get this taken care of. Like I said, I have a friend that's working with me at the bank. So that's why she said, call first and see what they say, and then if you have any questions or any other issues or whatever, call her back, and then she will help me with this. So that way we can get on the conference call and dispute this. So now this amount or the money will be transferred, will be automatically deposited to his account, or do am I going to get a check? I hope it's not going to be a check in the mail.
Once you call back, with them on the line and you know, they say that you're saying that you want to have it dropped. No, they're not. We're going to just put it back onto his MasterCard. No, they're not going to send out a check. Now, if for some reason that we cannot put it on, like if you have issues getting it on the MasterCard, then we'll send a check out.
Okay. All right. But you're telling me that the whole amount is going to be refunded.
Yes, ma'am.
$4.99. Thank you so much. Oh, my. This has only taken me maybe... an hour and a half, 2 hours to figure out. And this is just the beginning for me.
I know. Trust me. I've had to do this before, too. I know it's a process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, okay? And I'll call back my friend at the bank and get this settled, okay? Thank you so much.
All right. Okay. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.